Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Reverse Cowboy.
This is
Reverse
Cowboy, 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 Cowboy.
Episode
63. Times around the sun. Do you know what I was thinking the other day? I was driving along and I was like, what even is 20 years? All 20 years is the sun going up and down like 7,000 times.
I haven't done the math.
No, but that's all it is. You know, every year, every 3 years, it'll be like 1,000 times. Yes, about 7,000 times.
Well, there's some new research into time. Some scientists have said time moves slower nearer the sea than it does up a mountain.
Really? So if you live by the sea, your life would pass.
I mean, just read these notes.
How does that work?
So time is a concept so central to our daily lives. Closer scientists look at it, the more it falls apart. Time ticks differently at sea level than it does at a mountaintop.
That's crazy.
It's fucked. Lots of scientists now think time might not be real. I don't think it's real.
Well, have I ever told you about my time travel theory? Which I actually did believe for a long time till I was debunked. So let's say time zones on the globe, 1 hour time zones are, let's say they're, whatever, 800 miles apart.
Something you would think about as a Greenwich resident.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But time zones are, let's say just on average, 800 miles apart, because we're talking like in theory anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you've got a plane or a vehicle that can travel 800 miles quicker than an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah? So if you can travel like 1,600 miles an hour that way against the clock, technically you could get to different places earlier in the day. So you can go backwards in time.
My brain isn't smart enough to actually debug that.
If you whack someone in the smoking area with that bad boy.
2 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you couldn't fucking get them going.
Well, there is a theory that is true that scientists say it's true, not me. If they got a ship, like a spaceship or whatever, that goes straight up, say if it goes up for 5 years in terms of the experience of the astronaut, 5 years back, by the time they come back, the Earth will have changed like 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like your time's going to be different.
Do you reckon?
I mean, that's not very scientific. Time's going to be different.
No, I know, but yeah, I get it. I like it.
I like it. I mean, it's all out there, guys. Science is everywhere.
How many people in the Earth, literally in the Earth, do you reckon there are now who've been down there since they decided, right, I'm fucking battening up the hatches? I'm in my doomsday bunker. There will be some.
In the bunker? Yeah,
there must be some.
Like Alaska and shit, isn't there?
I know if you've got a bunker, the kind of temptation is to just kind of show off about your bunker.
I used to do when I had one.
Oh, I'd love a bunker.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love a doomsday bunker.
It's kind of a bit bunkery.
It is. I don't know if it'd survive the...
No. You see those dickheads not dickheads, I'm just jealous of them. Mate, people on YouTube who build them in me and my buddy.
Old nuclear silos and that. Yeah.
I told you there's one near where I used to live and there's a guy who owns it. Like a proper decommissioned nuclear bunker that was meant to be for like Winston Churchill and shit. And then he owns it and he's this like big posh farmer And I said to him, oh, you know, can I come down here then when the bloody bomb hits? You know, like just doing some shit banter with him. Mm. And he was like, yes, you can book a spot here. It'll be £50,000 in advance.
Oh, yeah, I bet, yeah.
But how are you going to spend that when you're in the bunker?
No, but I would imagine that if, you know, become the bunker building guy 15 years ago and kind of floated your company, you'd probably be retiring now in your bunker. Oh. Doomsday Bunkers is like TV gold. You ever seen it?
No, but I want to.
Oh, I've told you about it before. It's amazing. So these people don't just have bunkers. They've got like survival tips.
Yeah.
So one woman, I'll never forget this, she was using every possible space in her house for like storage.
Like water and beans.
No, you wouldn't believe it. She'd hollowed out the inside of her door and she had like dried food packages like within the door. That's right. How another couple, they had both learned the, I believe it's Filipino or Indonesian language of Tagalog to communicate, because when the looters come.
Oh, they got their own little.
When the SHTF, which in the community means shit hits the fan, because they say it so much when you go on the comments.
I bet they can't fucking wait for this.
Well, this is it.
Because like, oh, come on then now.
But yeah,
it's like when you're a kid and you build like a den and then you build a trap like I did for my dad.
And
then
the SHTF.
And then no one comes. And then you're like, right, I need to lure someone into my trap now.
Yeah, some S needs to TF.
Yeah.
Well, you did, didn't you?
I bludgeoned my dad.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Sorry about that, Dad. I hope you're not listening, to be honest, because I don't want you to know how horrible I am. Reverse Cowboy. So today we were meant to have Jack and the Bants talk, and the fucking guy texted me about half an hour before I was meant to meet him, and he's like, not going to lie, bro, it's raining too hard.
Great, great. It's a very honest reply, and a really valid. Do you know what? That's the kind of excuse I've got for a lot.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't use it because I think it's too cheeky. But the fact that he's just said, it's too wet, fair enough.
He's a good guy.
No, he's a great man.
Lovely guy. But yeah, I said we might give him a ring and make him excuse himself because he's let us down.
He doesn't have to.
No, but it'd be funny.
You told me how far away he lives.
Yeah, he lives like in Hertfordshire or something. So, you know.
If you don't know who this guy is, well, they will now because you put a video up.
Jacques and the Bants.
Funny guy. Very funny guy.
Mm. I was looking forward to you two getting on some improv
together.
Well,
we were going to do some kind of like Whose Line Is It You Anyway style improv.
We'll do it next week. He said he'll come next week as long as it's not raining.
I had a horrible improv experience in this very room last week.
Tell us about it.
Well, I dressed up as Unai Emery
and
had a fellow comedian a proper comedian, Rand. I just couldn't perform as Unai.
Who was he playing?
Roy Hodgson. But he was like, hear no evil, see no evil, because he looked nothing like Roy Hodgson, but he sounded exactly like him.
He looks more like Unai Emery than you do.
But I've got the complete outfit for Unai. Yeah.
You both look like him, to be fair, but in different ways.
Cheers, yeah.
No, you're welcome.
But yeah, I flopped, man. So it affected my confidence. But
Did you really, though?
Nah, I did.
If I asked him, would he say?
He says, no, it's good, it's funny, we're using it. But I'm a perfectionist, and I'm like, your bit's funny, mine or not. Even then, I was invading on his bits, desperate for a laugh.
Yeah,
it was painful. And then I sat and eventually fucking watched the last podcast, and I was mortified at how drunk I was, and it's not a good look, really. So apologies, Mum, because my mum does watch it, and there's me talking about, like, minge. What a word.
It's a good word. I want to apologise to Mrs. Fans as well, because I'm sorry that I
dragged
your lovely son.
She loves you, mate.
She loves me.
Yeah.
I love you too. Love you too, Bev.
Oh, he tries to stop you, doesn't he, Leo? He's a good influence.
I'm not.
He stops you being...
No, but I'm glad you've seen the error of your ways, because you were a bit uncontrollable the last two episodes, and I did...
Oh, last two?
Yeah, you
were. Oh, it's all coming.
I told you. Last one, I was like, mate, stop.
Oh, shit. Oh, two in a row. Oh, well, look,
I think the one before, I thought you were fine.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. No, you didn't. You said I didn't like 61. 62 was when we went to the pub first. So you...
Oh, I've not even listened to 62 yet.
Just being a bit belligerent.
I'm worse than that.
Not probably. Worse. Just like, just don't listen to me. I'm like, dude, like, about this, and you go, yeah, whatever. Anyway.
I know. It's when I watch him back, I've said this to you before, when I watch him back, you are quite funny.
Thanks.
But in the moment, I can't hear it. It's like my internal... Exactly, yeah.
But, you know, you're sober today.
But people must watch it and think like, oh, let him breathe, man. Let the guy speak.
I do.
So today I'm not drinking, am I? I'm on the agua. So,
yeah, good lad.
There's a bad, a great big weather for one of my besties.
I want to talk about the beautiful and wonderful mesmeric Kate Middleton. Get well soon, Kate.
So everyone's seen the old photoshopped image of her on Mother's Day. They've released it and said, Kate's fine, basically. Look, she's here with the kids on Mother's Day. And then they've left a lot of Photoshop errors in there, sadly.
What, but the problem for me, the one error for me, I don't care if she's used best shot to get the one of her kids and, you know, why is she not wearing a wedding ring? That alarmed me.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, that alarmed. That was the first thing I looked for.
Well, mate, you're a sleuth.
Well, I'm sure I'm not the only one who's noticed it. But yeah, no
everyone
wedding
else
ring.
Just noticing the fact that, like, she's got like a... They've put stuff, it's not her. They've put a face on it.
Yeah, but there's stuff, there's rings around it. And I'm an expert at, you know, looking. I've always been good at spotting the difference.
She's not got the ring on.
No, no, there's like...
Oh, no, there's rings on
exhibit
there,
marks, yeah, where I'm looking for errors and, like, who cares?
But it's just
But have you heard the
fishy
theory that... Because, you know, like a distant member of the royal family, one of William's mates, was found dead with shotgun wounds at the weekend.
No.
Yeah. Oh, God, I've looked into it, yeah.
Are you lying to me?
No.
Right, come on,
Google
tell
it.
Me.
No one wants to put it out there. So people are saying, I'm not saying this happened, but... And then people are going full... Don't fuck with cats, yeah.
Fucking cool.
So one guy, like a friend or a relative or whatever, he was found with shotgun thingy. And I don't know if it's him who was having allegedly, don't kill me, royal family, allegedly having an affair with the wonderful mesmeric Kate or Catherine.
Catherine wouldn't do that. It was William.
I believe that. Or if William was having an affair with his wife, which is the rumour, and there's a full-on kind of, yeah. So basically William's gone around there and blown his head off.
Good.
And Kate has obviously not enjoyed that.
Let me have your wife peg me, or I will blow your head off.
Aha! Yeah. Civilian!
Yeah, well, William's the future king. He can do whatever he wants.
Fucking right. I mean,
who's he killed?
Who's going to prosecute him?
Yeah, not me.
Can the king be prosecuted?
Well, they tried to prosecute Prince Andrew, and he just said no.
But
he's not even the king.
No, but it's like... You know, the crown normally prosecute people, so the king, surely, would he prosecute himself?
Yeah, you're right, but no, he wouldn't.
Harry's the type to prosecute himself for, like, historic war crimes or whatever. Fucking...
I used the N-word in 2004.
Yeah, no, he'll bang himself up for, like, family crimes in
cancel
Egypt.
Himself.
Yeah, the hero. Maybe Meghan went round and blew his head off in, rage.
Probably.
Looting or something. Anyway, God bless you, Kate, or anyone who's, potentially ill.
Yeah, there's a lot of mad conspiracy theories going on. I think we had a little chat about it before, think she might just be really ill. And so they tried to just go, she's not ill, here's a nice photo, but then they were so bad at Photoshop, whoever's done it. Well, they probably asked Harry to do it, and he's done the shittest job ever on purpose.
That's what I'm saying.
Harry's got Photoshop
That's what I'm saying, yeah. L.A.,
That's where Photoshop is.
They've hacked it. They've Cyber Valley.
They've gone, Meg, can you help us out here?
There was
a Photoshop.
Megan's,
you've got it on your laptop.
Sucked off someone in Cyber Valley. Harry's fucking watched and got him to agree for an OBE to fuck with the Photoshop. We've cracked it.
Yeah, and he's like, go on, give fucking George an extra finger.
Do you know what?
Go on.
It's a long shot. I mean, I don't gamble, but I could potentially come out of retirement to have a...
No.
A long shot bet on who might be involved, because he's not been seen for a few weeks. The unknown.
I mean, yeah. Remember
that guy?
He slipped off back into the shadows where he came from as quick as he came, didn't he?
Well, I did see I don't know if it was a TikTok. I saw some clip. I think it was Twitter. They're now, I mean, a few weeks too late, they're now trying to monetize the unknown on like Edinburgh High Street. He was like coming out from behind a mirror. I mean, look, if Big John and Bevo and that are getting paid grands to do club appearances, then would you go and see the unknown?
I'd much rather see him than Bevo and Big John.
Right, it's the same here.
Is Big John getting paid to do shit?
Fucking yeah.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Big fat knobhead. Big bully.
No, he's not a bully.
He comes across as one.
No, he's not a bully. But, it's pretty basic what he does. But, you know, he's getting paid. Then again, he does bang out them betting links, which I'm not a fan of. Then again, his son is like 6'8" heavyweight prospect. So, you know, I'm not saying too much.
I love you, Big John.
Yeah, exactly. Bosh.
Reverse cowboy. A boy, age 11, has been pulled over on the motorway.
Well, first of all, if you're on the motorway, I'll call you a man.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
An 11-year-old man.
11-year-old man. It's like kind of the guy you might make friends with.
I was going a bit old. I was looking for a 14-year-old.
Yeah, but what's 11-14? No difference. Anyway, this 11-year-old man's been pulled over on the motorway, towing a caravan that's nicked in a car with swap plates, And the police have gone like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just fucking driving home. Mm. But they arrested him. But my initial thoughts when I saw that story was, one, legend. Two, imagine if Cycling Mikey pulled up next to another 15-year-old driving a car with stolen car.
That's viral.
You're going to jail, mate.
Oh. Hey, bro, good luck explaining that to the magistrates, young man. Oh, but he's fucking, oh, God, Cycling Mikey. So someone put up a poll, didn't they?
Right.
Just a pretty basic Twitter poll.
He got done the other day, didn't he? Did you see?
Was that him, though? Getting beaten up?
No, he didn't get beaten up. Someone ran at him in the street, and he like just went around. He's like, yeah, that camera footage
will be going to I've seen it. Someone squirts water on him.
Do they?
Like a big bloke, though. You know, like a grown man. He walks past him. Cycling Mike has obviously got his Cyclops cam on.
Yeah.
And the bloke like squirts water in his face, and then Cycling Mikey chases him for ages down the road. Just like a big grown man running away.
No, I've not seen that one.
Yeah, I've seen
one
that.
Where he's on his shitty bike. You know, he has that like sit back bike he has.
Has he?
He's got one of
them. He's not got one of them.
He has. He's got one of them.
Oh,
as
that's
well.
The sign.
For he's got one of them. That's a sign for a paedophile, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. If only I don't know one of them. Like.
Yeah, recumbent bicycle. Like,
yeah, but how does he knock on the ice cream van window from down there?
He's got both
hydraulics.
He's got both bikes, but he's on one of them ones, and he's going down the road, and this lad runs in the road and like tries to kick him like that, and he swerves him, and he's like, that, but he's just going straight to the police, bro.
Just the fucking the filming it and grassing culture is out of control. I mean, it was kind of like hyper infused during COVID, wasn't it? People like grassing each other up for parties and exercising.
When did it become like acceptable to grass?
Well, yeah, exactly. But then you know, you say that to them, and you know what they go? What do you mean grassing? What do you mean by that? By reporting a crime? Is that not acceptable to report a crime? That's their angle.
I had an argument with Cycling Mikey once on Twitter. Not an argument, but a back and forth, because he was saying that he's like, well, you're a criminal, someone, and oh. I was like, well. You know, if you look at history, law doesn't necessarily mean it's right. You know, it used to be illegal to be gay in this country.
Yeah, but you're not a police officer either. So no, yeah, fuck so off.
Feel it on there.
He's horrid. Yeah, so someone put up a poll, pretty basic Twitter poll. Who's the worst human? Hitler, Cycling Mikey, so-and-so, Carly Johnson, who's some bird, some 40-year-old bird who gets, like, pure hate on Twitter.
She's always got a...
Yeah, oh, you know what I mean, then, yeah.
I've had a look at
that. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
She looks lovely.
She looks all right to me. But anyway... and it was a landslide win for Cycling Mikey, and the comments were blah, blah, blah. Now, Jeremy Vines got hold of it, put it up, you know, like, okay, guys, enough's enough now.
This is a man just trying to protect the people.
No, you know, he said, enough's enough. One, Cycling Mikey, blah, blah, blah. Two, Cycling Mikey's father was killed by a drink driver. Three, and it's like, what the?
He's still
sad,
a little horrible
very
grass.
Sad. But like, wow.
What's that got to do with anything?
Talk about a fucking X-Factor
well, Vine's
narrative.
Just like him, isn't he? Vine's a horrible little weasel.
Yeah.
Have you seen that footage of Vine riding his bike and someone goes, Vine, you wanker! Like, shouts it across the street and he's got his head camera on and he just turns around and he goes, why? Why? It's brilliant.
That's forgotten art, isn't it? It's a bit like the Mooney.
Why?
No, not the why, but like the
excuse me.
Just random abuse in the street.
Oh, yeah, mate. I used to love doing
no
that.
No one does that anymore, do they?
Not as much.
Oh, yeah, you wanker. You used to hit that now and again.
I used to, well, for a while, I did pedo to gangs of cyclists.
Okay.
In the street. I'd drive past them, wind down my window and go, pedos! And then I was trying to make it a movement on my old Instagram page, and it was a bit of one. Mm. People were doing it, but they got so annoyed. The clippity-cloppity gang, they were... like one time, they're all chasing me, like, you know, there's about 15 of them going, let's get him.
Well, they're a real team. They're a real team.
And they're like, you came too close to us. And I didn't.
Well, they've got a new rule now, haven't they? The 1.5 metre rule.
Is it, right?
So they're now waiting, driving along right in the very edge of the fucking cycle lane, filming people, like waiting for traffic to go past, filming it. Okay, that's another one reported. Did it? Good luck explaining that to the magistrates.
They can ride side by side now as well.
You know what? That's what we should do. Let's contact a guy in China. Get a little Mikey on a bike where you pull the string and it goes along and it goes, good luck explaining that to the magistrate. We should. Let's get some merch done.
I'm up for it.
Yeah?
It is only a matter of time until someone pushes up his bike or beats him up, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to be exciting.
Absolutely. Awful man.
So that kid, 11 years old, good lad, whatever, he's been arrested. I don't think. They said he'd been driving for 100 miles. Like, this kid can drive.
Yeah, he can
drive better than most adults.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Yeah. Did you ever have like a driving experience as a kid?
My dad was quite reckless when I was young and he used to let me like sit on his knee and steer like just on the road and that.
Yeah. You know?
And when I was like eight or something. But then when I was 16 and I wanted, you know, I was learning to drive the next year or whatever. Once I went out for like a meal with him and my granddad, and I'd been driving like a little bit with him on like car parks. He was giving me like, let me change the gears. Anyway, and then I was 16 and he was just like, right, you're driving home. You know, no, I was like, what?
Oh, wow, just
I had to go on
you.
The motorway.
Man test.
Yeah, I fucking went on the motorway, like stayed in the first lane.
Pardon
like,
me.
A bit shitting myself, but also he's just like, just floor, put your foot down, be confident. You know what I mean? We were only going like one junction.
That's a man test.
My granddad was just
as
like,
as you were doing that, going like, as you were driving, your pubes were like growing at a rate that you've never seen before.
Yeah, yeah. But now I look back and I'm like, that's pretty mad letting your 16-year-old drive on the motorway when he hasn't got a license. But legend.
Well, you say that, but in America, you've only got to be 16.
Yeah, but they just drive like, you know, down the mall.
But when you look, like when we were kids, because I mean, I can't remember much from when I was a kid, but I'm pretty sure I used to definitely change gears, maybe drive somewhere. But I don't think so. But when you see photos of being a kid, there was no cars. The roads weren't packed like they are now. You didn't have to keep pulling over and letting people.
Right.
What?
When did you grow up, by 17?
No, no, but no, I'm telling you, I could show you photos now from like the 80s.
Mm.
No, it's cars, true,
yeah. I'm with you, man.
Yeah. No cars. People didn't have two cars.
No.
Well, they might have done.
True, actually. But yeah. Me and my mates used to wait to do a prank. Like, we'd be like, right, the next car in Brinskill that comes down the road, we'll like, four of us will get at one side of the road, four will get the other. It's like dark.
Like glass.
Pretend we're doing a tug of war.
Yeah.
So there's a rope and we're all like pulling like that. And the car will just be like, is there a rope? And they'll slam on.
Like an invisible rope.
Yeah. And we're like, we'd stand there for about 5 minutes waiting for a car to come. Like, one will be here in a minute. And eventually one will come, we'd do it. And they'd like slam the brakes on.
And they say, I'm going to wind down. I'm in a good one, lads.
Yeah. Or we'd say, right, you get on the floor, Gaz, or whatever. And then we'd all pretend to be kicking him in. And then the car would pull over and go, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then we'd all just jump up and Gaz would jump up as well. And we'd go, fuck off and run. And that was brilliant.
Some fucking lunatic, I was with the kids in the car driving along the motor, some nutter went screaming, not just screaming past me, but like changing lanes behind me, came right across, must have missed my car by that much.
Right.
And then I'm telling you what, I don't know, he could have almost flipped it and ended up on the other, he was proper throwing.
Did you cycle Mikey him?
Oh, I wanted to. Honestly, it gave me that prickly, do you ever get that? Like that fear to the end of your fingers.
No, I've
had that a few times. It's like a feeling where you think, whoa, and all your blood must rush to your fingers.
You thought
like
he was going to crash in the car with the kids and that?
Well, I could see him coming in my, and he was weaving in and out of traffic, and I'm just driving along straight, and he did it right behind me, vroom, just went in front of me, and nearly lost control of it then and carried on, and man. And I thought, fuck you, I hope you die, man, in Dartford.
That's a shit place to die as well.
Oh, God, imagine that.
I hate the Dartford Tunnel and the Dartford Bridge. I've said it before.
It's a trap.
It's a trap to forget. Both give me anxiety.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Well, he's going to charge for that Blackwall Tunnel now, isn't he, son?
Who? Desmond Plummer?
The mayor, Desmond Plummer, yeah.
They're building a new one, aren't they?
Yeah, so Silvertown Tunnel.
It's got to be paid for, hasn't it?
Well, I don't know, mate. He's a...
No, the mayor's he's a Robin Little greasy...
Nah, he's a piece of shit, that mayor has. But anyway, who's the alternative? I don't even know.
Well, Manchester mayor's like...
He's quite a cool guy, isn't he?
Yeah, but like...
Other people not like him.
No, everyone likes him, and I think his politics are good in that. But, well, as far as I know, okay. But he's like, he's a scouser, and he's also trying to be like the cool mayor. So he'll be like, DJing tonight at the Cortinas gig, whatever. And it's like,
it's me night off.
Yeah. And he's like, fucking love tunes or whatever. And you're like, well, all well and good, but just be a mayor. Just be a good mayor. Like, and, you know, like, you don't have to be the cool guy because he keeps going on about the Northern Powerhouse wanting like investment in the North and shit. The rich, posh cunts in London with the money are never going to give it to you if you're just out DJing. They'll be like, he's a bellend, we can't trust him, you know, because...
The real mayor of Manchester's a devil, isn't it, man? Yeah, Gary Neville. He's got a gig coming up, hasn't he, old Niff?
Has he?
A fucking DJ set at a festival.
Well, that's pathetic, but also he can do whatever he wants, he's Neff.
It's clear, he's a dragon.
Yeah, he is, but why is he doing that?
Just chucking hundreds of thousands of pounds around dragging.
But he's only getting paid like a grand to do a DJ set.
He's probably paid. He's probably paid. He's probably, you know, struck a deal with the organizer, giving him a load of rooms in a hotel.
Charlatans.
I don't know. I'm just dreaming out loud now, but just stop ignoring me, man.
Are you going to go?
Well, I don't know if I should ever. I don't know.
It'd be really interesting.
It would be interesting, but it might kind of break the fourth wall, you know?
It's in his ear. He'll have like a little security thing and be like, get him out of here.
Yeah.
He might actually be scared.
But then again, if the unknown ends up on the bill, then I probably will go.
You know, I love Gary Neville, right? And I like most things he stands for, whatever. I think he's a good dude. I loved his football, right? But it does upset me that he hasn't even acknowledged you.
I like it. I admire it. Stonewall, Mafia, Code of Silence,
America. Fair enough. Yeah. But yeah, he could at least just go, oh, fuck off, you dickhead. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure he probably does behind closed doors.
It'd be nice to incessant. See him.
Yeah, I mean, the appetite for the Nev drop is just like an all-time low. But luckily, my core ultras are still on board.
They're still
so we fucking keep going.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, like getting new
we
people.
We go again.
Getting
we
people new. Again. Getting new ultras through the doors is sticky at the moment.
Well, I mean, that's talking life. About getting people signing up, it's sticky, you know, what this podcast. But we're going to go on to YouTube soon.
Yeah,
we need to tell you about because we don't actually know the plan because Rock and Roll Rick, who's our boss now,
and yeah, and we brought
mum,
him on as our
he's
boss.
Our mum and our dad. he's telling us we got to go on YouTube because that's where we fucked up because every other podcast is on YouTube. So we'll start putting clips on there. I don't know what we're doing, but we're going to be on YouTube.
But
so,
basically, if you know Patreon will still be the if you're paying on Patreon, you're still going to get
still
fucking,
get the best.
You're
shit.
Still going to get more than you're still going to get what you're paying for.
Yeah,
but yeah, we might have to start putting a bit on YouTube purely because we're filming hundreds of hours of podcast and because it's behind the paywall, just no one's seeing it. So apart from the initial shaggers and that who signed up, just no one, we're just not growing at all. So
and we could we clearly could be one of the best podcasts ever made.
Well,
so
in Bulgaria. Reverse cowboy, we're back. Before you show me that looks familiar to me, that card. By any chance, did you meet Mr. Madiba? Did you meet him at Stratford?
I was at Stratford.
Yeah.
Mate, you've met him before.
He's been here for years.
So I got off the tube on the way here before. This guy came up to me. He's like, do you want this? Give me a card. And I was like, hello. And it was this Mr. Madiba. Everyone can see this here. He says, from birth, a gifted African spiritual healer and advisor. No matter how difficult your problem is, there is a solution to it. Problems concerning black magic, love, voodoo, sexual impotency, business transactions, exams, court cases, and immigration cases.
Fuck.
He can sort it all out. He can split unwanted relationships and he can end gambling. You should have used him.
Yeah, I should have.
For all your problems, Mr. Madiba is the answer. No disappointment. Quick results guaranteed. Do not remain in silence with your problems. Seek help from Mr. Madiba. So
Mr. Madiba is the modern day Gary Goals. Remember Gary Goals? It was a piece of A4 hung up. You must have remembered it. And it had the bottom bits of the A4 cut into bits that you can take.
Oh, yeah, those things. Yeah.
And it was like, I scored the goals, headers, volleys.
Oh.
Clip art kind of format.
And what did he do when you rang him?
I don't know. I'm presuming it was made as like a parody. I don't know.
Was he like, I will score goals for you?
Yeah. It's like any team, any time, I will score the volleys, the penalties.
That's good.
Fucking amazing.
I saw one once where it was the similar thing with the little tear things. And it was like saying, I will cry at your funeral. Plan it in advance, give me 500 quid, I'll go and I'll call the scene, I'll be so upset. And I thought, if things don't work out for Saunderson, he could do that.
Things are working out very well
for
Saunderson.
I know they are, aren't they? Shout out Lewis.
Absolutely. I mean, like, we love Lewis, we love Saunderson. It's quite good that we stopped talking about Saunderson.
Until now,
after a few heavy Saunderson months.
Yeah.
For someone like myself who, let's call me a content creator, without using that word, but yeah, let's just
influenza.
But it's fucking hard watching people smash it, like proper smash it, like Bevo,
yeah,
and like these just talentless cunts, absolutely killing it off.
Society rewards down. The thickos, though,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Freak show. It's just
you're too good. That's why you're not successful.
Exactly that, mate. I've thought that, but no, it's not about me. I'm just saying, like, it is. It's tough to see sometimes. But yeah, fair play to him, whatever. I've got no dignity.
It's just a reflection of how ridiculous the world is, though.
Mm.
You know, the fact that Bevo's got like millions of followers because he didn't chew his food.
But he's on American podcasts and shit now. He's gone global.
He went on holiday, didn't he, though?
What, to America?
Yeah, I've been watching. He dumped Sydney. She was cheating on him or something.
Didn't he get a new one, a trans?
I think he's got a new bit.
He's got a new bit. Trans one. People are saying, or maybe she's not. Probably would have heard if she was.
He's gone on holiday with an American. The thing is, you get like a couple of million followers or whatever, then everyone wants you on their podcast, don't they?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. No, fair, I mean, there's worse...
They all work together.
Yeah, there's worse cunts than him out there, but even just like these, like that Mark Goldbridge prick.
Oh, the United Football
Or any of these, basically these, whether they're doing a podcast, giving their opinion, like wacky opinions about players, like, technically, Charles Ngogbia was actually the best winger in the Premier League, and he's like, what? Oh man,
they're
bad
doing that
take.
Just for a reaction.
Yeah, bad take of the week.
That's where we're going wrong. We need to do things like that.
Bad takes,
just to be like,
shit takes on shit.
Yeah,
like bend it like Beckham, worst
film ever made.
Worst film, best film. Bad take.
Oh,
but
God.
Yeah, no, like these, YouTubers with mad opinions, just like over the top reactions, and it's like, oh mate, and you're weird, killing it. Yeah. Killing it, earning mega, mega money. I'll tell you who is earning money now, and he deserves it. Remember Danny G?
You told me all about him. Like, he's a madman.
Madman, the Viking of...
Imagine him in a fight with him.
Fuck that. But he's. I've watched many out. Well,
yeah, I'm a killer. And what's he saying?
Yeah, gentle. Well, gentle, I don't know about gentle.
Is he a Viking, making money?
Valhalla. Off the lot.
Cause UFC.
He does lives all day on TikTok. He's got a YouTube channel, and they're all revenue streams.
Mm. Is he just like saying how he would like to kill people?
He does personal training. He does golf lessons. He does whatever he's doing. He's still Danny G, right? So you're going to watch it.
He's entertaining, isn't he?
But yeah. Fair play to him.
Luke Samuels should do stuff like that.
Exactly that.
He's one of the most charismatic people I've ever seen.
Well, if anyone's a Luke Samuels fan.
I am.
Luke Samuels was our mascot that we met.
Should we give him a ring?
I spoke to him this morning, actually.
Should we ring him?
Ring him. Give him a ring.
Samuels.
Samuels. Sideburns.
Oh, he's busy.
Yeah, Sammy Sideburns.
What's he do day to day?
Oh, he's probably filming.
No, he's acting now.
Because we saw a clip of Samuels on the new Football Factory film. So, he kept that quiet. Yeah, I spotted him in the press.
Wow. We didn't know he was an actor. Maybe that whole thing that night was an act.
Maybe he was in character as a hooligan.
Yeah, from that, because he's a method actor.
Yes.
Shit.
Yes.
It all makes sense
now. In the film, he was playing a dirty cap.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was playing like a crowd control kind of.
Mm. He got the good scene, though, didn't he? He's holding Danny Dyer.
Yeah, wrestling Danny Dyer to the ground.
I've wanted to wrestle Danny Dyer for years.
I wonder if Danny Dyer knew the kind of character he was getting manhandled by.
Probably not. I mean, Danny Dyer, he's portrayed himself as a tough lad now and then. But Samuels would eat him for breakfast.
I'll give you another TV gold. It was Britain's Hardest Men with Danny Dyer.
Mm.
So he would go around meeting different tough guys. These
guys with big hard cocks.
But he met one tough guy. So like the research team must have been a bit short on ideas. And one of them was like a bouncer from Blackpool.
Right.
He was obviously a tough guy, but he wasn't quite on a par with the other psychos that Danny had met up with. For some reason, they made Danny Dyer wear a disguise. So he had to wear like a ginger wig and run the door in Blackpool.
Right. I mean,
which is hopefully, in TV fact, I'll find the image. I'll send it to Rock and Roll Rick and it should be. Bing,
yeah, well, right soon, Rock and Roll Rick as well.
That's Danny Dyer, orange wig on.
Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Madiba, we've got to go back to.
Yeah, ring him.
So he's going to solve all of our problems. So should we ring him and ask can make the podcast better?
Let's tell it. No, you're the new Gary Goals. I'm your agent. Your goals have dried up.
Right. So I'm a footballer. Who do I play for?
Like vets. The charcoal. Just say
charcoal,
the
charcoal, I see.
Yeah, the charcoal vets.
Let's see if I can ring him. So this is Mr. Madiba. He's a gifted African spiritual healer and advisor.
So, and everything else.
At least he can give us some advice.
He's a Mr. Fix-It, a problem solver.
He might want some money for this, but...
No, I'd imagine.
Oh, we're ringing Mr. Madiba. Mm,
okay.
Hello?
Hi, is that Mr. Madiba?
Yeah, Madiba, how are you?
I'm struggling, to be honest, and I'm just wondering if you could help me.
Yeah, what's the problem?
So
let me take.
I'm going to put you on to my agent. I'm a professional footballer, but I'm going to put you on to my agent.
Hello, Mr. Madiba. You were recommended to me by one of your previous clients. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. You?
Yes, I'm very well. So I'm a football agent. I'm with one of my clients here, and we were wondering if we could talk about potentially using your services going forward to help with performance, mentality, and things like that. I've seen your card. It's not mentioned on there that you cover those specific areas, but is that something you'd be interested in?
I need to score more goals.
I don't have much time to talk right now. I'm sorry right now.
Okay, what are you up to right now, Mr. Madiba?
Yeah, I mean, plans to. If you can call me in our time.
Okay. What are you up to? What are you doing in Plasto?
Yeah, I'm working there now, yeah.
Okay, so I've got with a client?
No, I'm working something else, yeah. So I'm busy right now, that's right.
Okay, you have another profession? Okay, Mr. Madiba. We'll speak again soon, my friend.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
That doesn't sound
promising. Sounds like Mr. Madiba's got a job.
Who was that lad handing his flyers out then?
It wasn't Mr. Madiba, mate.
His son.
That guy needs to work on his personality.
I mean, he says quick results guaranteed, and that is not quick if he's like, bring me back in an hour.
Yeah, he didn't seem up for it.
I need to score a goal now.
He didn't seem up for it. I'm not sure if the squeeze is worth the juice, Mr. Madiba.
Cowboy. Do you know celebrity Mr. Mark Wright?
What, actual Mark Wright?
Yeah, him.
Yeah. Great football player.
fit wife. Anyway, this week he's
quite a cool guy, actually. I think.
Yeah, probably. He lived on the road for me, but I never met him.
I think he's a cool guy.
Yeah, well, I met his missus. She's cool.
Mm.
And anyway,
very cool.
Fucking cool.
What, really cool.
Absolutely coolest woman I've ever
met. Anyway, Whitey, the heir to the Wright throne. Yeah.
So he's launched a new fashion brand, like Wrighty's clothes or whatever.
Is it like tracksuits?
Yeah, like sports
kind
shit.
Of loungewear, yeah.
And he's gone to the Trafford Centre in Manchester. He's set up a big store, like, launching it. I think outside Selfridges or some shit. And he's doing a signing and like, you know, like, get my new gear.
Busy?
Not one person turned up.
Oh, kicking the bollocks.
I know. Not well, one person.
Wow.
No one cared.
Fuck.
Imagine if he'd taken his missus, though.
It's amazing.
I know, yeah.
I can't believe his star has faded so fast.
I know, because especially in Trafford Centre, you think, like, that's the kind of clientele would go for him.
Yeah.
You know, it's... You know, thicko.
We should have plotted up in the slush.
Good on him, though, because he had a laugh.
Fair enough for designing a few comfortable tracksuits.
Exactly, we'll be wearing them.
But that is a shame. But I believe he's quite big in America, is he? He's like a presenter.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. He does like CBS fucking showbiz news.
Well, I'll tell you what, their house is unreal.
Yeah, well, this is it.
Yeah, so it's paid for somehow.
Yeah.
You know, she's pretty successful.
I'm pretty sure he cracked America, or not cracked it, but...
He must be pulling his weight.
I'll tell you a random crack of America. Remember old, what was his name? AC Slater.
Oh, the wrestler from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. Mm. What was his name? Jesse Gomez or whatever. What was his actual name?
Mario
Gomez.
Mm. He's like Mexican and Italian somehow.
Yeah, he's like the king of showbiz in America.
What do you mean?
He does like... The fucking entertainment show with Duke Gomez or whatever.
Oh,
his name.
So he's like a presenter now?
Yeah. Yeah, he's
okay,
done
I'm an
well.
Entertainment king.
He's, you know, the turtle and the hair. Everyone might have thought Zach was the cool one.
Where's Zach now?
Exactly. Where
doing
is Zach
crack,
now?
Probably.
Where the fuck is Zach now?
We talked about it before, but Zach used to be at Paul's time.
Yeah.
Which was completely insane.
Zach would have got, he would have been like cherry picked by the fucking Epstein mob, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Cause
that kind of like.
Pretty little boy.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah. That kind of, what were they called?
Groomers, Hollywood groomers.
Yeah, no, I know what they're called. You know, like the Brat Pack.
Yeah.
They got stuck into them, didn't they? Mm.
AC Slater, does he still wear like a leotard?
Yeah, like a wrestler's leotard.
All day, every day.
Yeah. I don't know. No, I believe he wears like tuxedos and shit.
Screech is dead, isn't he?
Yes. Dustin Diamond.
Porn star, and he used a fake dick.
Well, he made a porn, he had a sex tape.
Yeah, but he used a fake dick on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Insider information.
Wouldn't have minded seeing his real one.
Oh,
just
you know,
to see.
He's dead now, right. So he can't. Yeah. He's got a dead dick. Reverse cowboy. Do you know Elmo from Sesame Street?
Is that a red one?
Yeah.
A cute one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gone all woke.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, when was he not woke?
He looked at the camera the other day and he's like, "Hey, I want to ask how you're doing. Who do you identify as? Your feelings okay?" And he's doing mental health.
Yeah, I bet he is.
Elmo mental health. Mental. And he's also going,
"It's okay if you're they."
Well, yeah, I bet he is.
Yeah.
It's crazy, that agenda.
They've politicised Elmo.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah, and, I knew that would upset you.
Yeah. I mean, as you can see, I'm kind of processing.
You're
that.
Really shocked.
Yeah,
you had like a 1,000-yard star. You're like, there.
No, I mean, that is just quite sad, really.
So anyway, fuck off, Elmo, you little prick.
Well, I do like that guy. I'll still... Continue to be drawn to the merchandise.
After the revolution, he'll be kicked back to just being a dude who's fine, you know.
What happened to him, Oscar? Trash can. Ellie.
He was good, wasn't he?
He was a character.
Mm.
Cookie Monster. Listing Sesame Street.
Yeah, that's good. Big Bird, I was scared of.
Big Bird can fuck off.
Probably
man.
Scared of that thing.
A few of them tall ones were not really. I was more into the kind of like New York street guys.
Yeah.
Like the fucking idiots. Like
the big Bert
and Ernie in bed. Like, "Hey, Bird,
are they gay or brothers? What were they?"
I don't know. Who cares? Mm. One of them was about 6 foot with a long head.
I had an Ernie teddy right when I was a kid, when I was like, you know, baby or whatever.
Mm.
And then when I was about 5, 6, my dog ripped all its guts out. You know what I mean? Like ripped. And then I went to school and came back and my stepmom's mom, so like my step-grandma, she fixed him all, like put him a new woolly jumper on, but she put a big S on the front for Sam, and I was just like, "The fuck? He's called Ernie. Like, I appreciate what you've done here, but he's not called Sam. I'm called Sam. He's called Ernie."
Nah.
And I was furious.
Ruined it.
Yeah, I pissed off, and I found it the other day. I still got it. And I still looked at it. I was like, "Fucking go in the bin, that."
Well, I've got a teddy bear. I remember my nan buying it for me, and it was a teddy bear, and it had "I love you" written on it.
Shout out Nanny fans.
And I remember buying it and I remember naming it. Now, the fact that I named it at that age, must have been about five, six, yeah, whatever it was. So I had a five-year-old's vision of 1987 as my name database.
Was it called like Jason or something?
Mickey.
Mickey, yeah.
Fucking Mickey.
Yeah, like a Hollywood star.
Like, yeah, man, Mickey.
Mickey, yeah, Jason. Yeah.
Fucking Jason.
Yeah, what, they were cool names then, though, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, God forbid.
Mickey's good.
If I was given a chance to change my name at the age of eight, I would have done. Something like AJ.
Exactly, yeah.
CJ Junior. Yeah, weird that we both said that. But don't ever change. And put it this way, if you're making bad decisions changing your fucking name at 8 years old, what other decisions could you be making about, I want to, you know, whatever.
So if you've got an eight-year-old, don't let them make decisions.
Yeah, let alone don't chop their dicks off, man.
I mean, I don't know if anyone's chopping the dick off their eight-year-old, but, you know, well, if you are, stop it.
People are.
Eight-year-olds.
Sorry, but here's a question for you. All the tits, I'll be really quick. All the tits and genitals are getting chopped off. They're not burning them. Where are they going?
Not off eight-year-olds.
There's a question. Off adults then. McDonald's. What are they doing them? They're not burning them.
What, they are burning them?
Burning genitals.
Well, what else are they doing with them?
That's a hell of a job. If someone burns genitals for a living, you'd know about it. It's the worst job in the world, surely.
Well, they have just an incinerator they turn on.
Yeah, there's no genital incinerator. Someone Cincinnati. Is stockpiling them fucking things. What about that funeral home that's been shut down?
What's that about?
In the Midlands.
Why?
Oh, been roped off and...
Oh, tell me.
Just for mad shit with bodies and...
Nah.
Yeah, they're exhuming all... Around. I don't know what they're doing. But the...
This sounds like...
Straight away...
Good to me.
No, yeah, it was on the news. Straight away, you kind of think, okay, I know what you guys were doing.
They've been... Fingering the corpses.
Yeah, man. Them Wolverhampton boys with them spiky haircuts.
Did I ever tell you that I was at a party once in Manchester? I don't remember what I said, but I made a joke about Shipman. Yeah. And then this lad who was stood at the back went, he killed my grandma.
Oh, no.
And the room went silent. And I went, oh, mate, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, you know, I was just, everyone makes jokes about horrible things, you know, and it was years later.
You've got a morbid kind of like Asperger's-y kind of, I can imagine. I've got a similar problem where I could like just blurt out the worst thing to see if I can and it might get a laugh and kill the fucking room.
I did the worst one once at a party. This lad was staying at my mate's house and he's a friend of a friend. And the night before, they'd all woken up in the morning, this shared house in Manchester, and there was a shit in the bath. And he'd done a shit in the bath in the night, right? And he was dead embarrassed about it because he'd like sleptwalked and done a shit in the bath. And I'd been told, which was a bad idea. And I got to this house party at the house the day after. I was off my head and I started throwing stuff out the window. Like, I don't know why, I was just being a cunt. And I was throwing the bread out the kitchen window and I threw like a little baguette and it hit someone on the head accidentally. And then this dude who'd done the shit the day before ran into the party, like shouting at me in front of everyone. There's about 15, 20 people there. And he went, you just nearly killed my brother with a baguette. And silenced everyone because he was so angry. And I just went, well, you did a shit in the bath last night. And the whole room went quiet.
Well, you blew him up for doing it.
You know, and really, I was in the wrong for killing his brother with a baguette.
Not really.
Yeah, but he went silent because he was like, he knows.
Good luck killing someone with a baguette.
I know, I tried.
Unless they've got a severe gluten allergy. Like, good luck, man.
Yeah, if it landed in your mouth, I might.
you'd have to be there for a long time. Yeah.
And then he came over to me and said, sorry for shouting at you. And I said, sorry for outing you for shitting in the bath.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You're both in the wrong.
Yeah, we're. So, you know, shout out Pooh Bath Peter, whatever your name was.
Funny you said about sleepwalking. I caught Bella, my oldest, sleepwalking two nights ago. Genuinely sleepwalking.
I got to watch that. That's scary.
I know, yeah. But there's been times before where I didn't realise it was sleepwalking. I just thought she was up and, you know, a bit dozy. But yeah, I realised she was actually sleepwalking because there was nothing there.
You can't wake them, right?
No, you're not going to wake them up, yeah. So I just watched her for a bit and just kind of guided her back to her bed. But
what was she saying?
Kind of crying and wailing and stuff in the mirror.
That's terrifying.
It was horrible. Yeah.
Man, fuck that.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. She didn't like, you know,
crying and
make
wailing
some ice
in the
cream
mirror.
Or whatever. Yeah, she was like almost having a nightmare, kind of looking in the mirror, like spinning around a bit.
That. See, I've only done it. You know, when I don't smoke weed anymore, but when I used to, when I was younger, man, it used to sometimes make me like quite trippy and do weird things.
Did you? Oh, it's Samuels.
Oh yeah,
Samuels. Samuels. Well, you're live on the pod, mate. We were ringing you. You're live,
well,
man.
Right now.
Samuels.
I'm sober Samuels at the minute. I've just got out of work.
Listen,
it won't be so crazy as the other day.
Yeah, don't be silly. I'm sober all right fans at the minute as well. I'm not boozing, so it's all good.
It's much better, though, isn't it? Yeah. Much better. Like,
especially good being at... If you're going to fit in with all the other movie stars and that, though, you've got to be sober, ain't you? Are you on set, Dan? Are you on set? Are you on set? On location?
Just getting fluffed. Just getting fluffed.
Fluffed up.
By Danny Dyer?
Yeah.
Yeah, good man, good man.
No, I'll tell you the truth, I'm just coming out of work. I work up at Moorgate now, innit? So I'm just about to jump on the fucking Carnage.
Yeah, on the Northern Line. Yeah.
Northern Line.
Horrible. Yeah.
What job does he do?
What do you do? How are you employable?
I'm a mechanical engineer, put it that way.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like it.
Moorgate.
Yeah, all right. That's saying, say less.
Put it that way.
He's making it.
No, I don't want to put a fucking...
Yeah, no, it's not an advert, mate. It's not an advert. But yeah, no, we were checking in. We were talking about your new fame, and we were like, well, let's ring the main man himself and find out what Danny Dyer smells like.
Oh.
So what does he smell like?
You thought I was the fucking extra on the film.
Well, you are.
You are.
Don't. That's you, mate.
Of course you are.
That's you. No, I'm not having it. That's you, mate.
What are you on about now?
You're not a mechanical engineer.
That's you.
You're not a mechanical.
You're an extra.
I'm definitely not an extra copper. I've been playing like a copper in extra, like extra parts and all that.
Right. Well, I'm gonna have to do a vote on this one.
We're gonna find this guy. We played the copper.
Yeah. But it's basically you. You've got
that fat,
though. Well, I thought that, and I also thought his sideburns were a little bit long. They were a little.
Now.
Oh, well, there you go, sir. They're listen, now, you've got a ringer out there, and we need to meet this guy.
You need to knock him out.
But I've got a couple of ringers.
I know you have. But listen, for now, because I'm dying for a piss, I've got to go in. We've got to crack on. Love for speaking to you, and let's meet up soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Big love, mate.
Cool. Grazie, ciao. Ciao, Gina. Arrivederci. Ciao, ciao. Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
The Oscars.
I don't like Oscar.
Well, mate, do you know what? I genuinely can't listen to an actor say anything meaningful or supposedly meaningful because, by definition, you're an actor, right? So when they get up and go, oh, my God, I'm sorry, this is really... It's like, well, that's what you'd do if you were... But that Oscars and Golden Globes shit, like when you get a big auditorium full of actors, imagine the cocksucking that goes on.
The whole thing is just... patting each other on the back. I don't give a fuck. It's just a PR event for whatever film to watch. It's just saying, watch this film. It's like, there's millions of films come out every year. Watch Oppenheimer if you want. Watch Barbie if you want.
What is all that? You know when you see clips of them like doing weird shit and symbolic.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Who's making them do that? Or are they doing it? Like, is it like, let me in?
I don't know. Is it not just the like,
did you see the
if
ref?
You film someone enough for long enough, they will just go like...
The ref in the Champions League final in the tunnel, you know, they have that tunnel cam.
Yeah.
So he's waiting to come out and he sees the camera there in the corner of his eye and he goes like, you know, like devil horns. And then just before the game, he does something else like winks and...
If you think about it, right, if you were...
Could just be having a laugh.
If you were a secret organisation that only accepted, like, the rich and powerful and you were running the world, why would you put little hints to the plebs?
No, but... But that's what we're presuming. These people doing the signs, we're presuming they're already in it. Maybe they're saying,
Let me in. But I mean, see, like Paul McCartney do it, like Oprah or something.
Oh, I don't give a shit about what Paul McCartney does in them Skechers.
He's got Skechers on.
They've all got Skechers. Beatles. Beatles have all got Skechers, mate. Look,
we got to let them off for not being cool anymore when they're 80.
Where's John Lennon's grave?
He was cremated.
Oh, really? Mm. Is there no place of worship?
There's Strawberry Fields, which is opposite his house in Central Park, but it's just like some stones on the floor.
You know what we should do? We should, for the Beatles, we should take 5 pairs of Skechers up to Strawberry Fields and leave them there with all their names on it.
Right, really take our time to pick the ones we think John would like.
Not 5, yeah, 4. Yeah.
The Fab Five.
The Fab Five, yeah. John, because there was a 5th one, wasn't there?
Stu Sutcliffe died. Oh. But no, there wasn't really. They called George Martin the 5th one, didn't they?
Yeah.
But
well, 4 or 5 pairs.
Whatever. You know, there's a whole rumour of Paul McCartney died and then there was replaced by a guy called, and they call him Paul McCartney. That's like a conspiracy theory. Do you know that?
No.
So in 1965, I believe, they said that the real Paul McCartney died in a car crash. Yeah. And then because the Beatles were such a phenomenon, they had to replace him quick. So they replaced him with a guy who won a Paul McCartney look-alike, sound-alike contest.
Wow.
Anyway, they say he replaced him, then just became him. And there's loads of people like comparing images, saying his ears are lower and all this shit. Anyway.
Well, there's lookalikes, there's ringers, like Luke Samuels.
Yeah, but to be able to sing and also be as good as him at music, it's pretty
big stretch. It's a long shot.
Because Paul McCartney's probably the best at music there is.
Well, when you think about it, you know, think outside the box, maybe the original Paul was just a chump. Yeah. He was the fake Paul, and then he had to die for the real Paul.
But he did like Yesterday and some absolute bangers before he supposedly died.
He wasn't a banger. Lennon wrote all the bangers. I'll tell you the one I like, that Tomorrow Never Knows, the drum and bass drum.
Oh, amazing, yeah. But, you know,
great record. That.
Yeah. Wow. But yeah, incredible. But AI, because AI knows everything, we know that, apart from how to make us
apart from how to delete me fucking girlfriend, I'm still paying for.
Are you?
Yeah, I cannot get rid of her.
After we finished here, I'll get rid of her for you. AI seems to know everything, analysing everything. It's going to start revealing the truth about things. Every time you ask AI to create an image of the Beatles, it creates 5. Beatles.
Really?
Well, it keeps happening. And they all kind of look like each other. They don't really look like the real ones. But there's like an extra one. And you think, does AI know that real Paul was killed?
Yeah, yeah.
He's making 2 Pauls.
Maybe. Or maybe it's George Martin.
No, George Martin didn't have the mop top. And there's 5 mop top lads.
Oh,
he's
really?
He's making them, yeah. So AI is trying to tell us something.
So I don't mess with it.
Apart from with our girl.
No, it's the new Ouija board. And I won't go near it.
I mean, that's fair enough.
That's why I didn't have the vaccine.
But your sperm's still not worth any more than mine.
Oh, I reckon it is.
It's not, mate. Who's going to buy it?
It genuinely is.
Who's going to buy it?
Genuinely. Well, no.
No, none of our sperm is worth anything.
But if you're in the sperm market, what sperm are you buying? The vaccinated gear or the pure stuff?
That's fair enough. But no one's in the sperm market.
That's fair enough.
Buying sperm. No,
you don't know everyone.
It's dead easy to get sperm.
Listen,
if you want a man's jizz, you just have to be a woman.
All right, then. Put it this way, Brian Cox. If this theory, infinite universe's theory is true, which
we know
reckon
it's
true. It is.
We know it's true.
Oh, yeah. So it is.
Yeah.
Then someone is in the market for buying sperm.
Yeah. But also, if that's true, the infinite universe is, then there's one where vaccinated sperm's worth more.
Yeah, it's made better.
It's improved the human race. Wow, so, you know, you can't use infinite.
I liked it when there was a split down the. And you could, like, are you vaccinated or not? Can I get on with you or not? I liked it because I knew it was. Mm. You know?
Well, I'm just going to ring Madiba and tell him that I've got vaccinated sperm.
Yeah, tell him. Ask him if you've got the vax.
Mr. Madiba, 07960.
Well, you know, check he's still at work first.
682. No, I fucking.
Man, I've got a cough.
I'm worried. My sperm's too vaccinated.
Ask him his first name as well. Second phone
Mister.
Call. Well,
yeah. Oh, my God. Since you gave Ebby your Wi-Fi password.
Ebby don't want to talk to me.
Well, because
I've made eye contact
with him. You've
given
him what he wanted. Nothing works in here anymore since you gave him all your details.
Yeah, well.
He's just using
He's got an energy field in his channel there.
Ebby, I love Ebby, I support him, but he's...
He's probably there listening with a fucking glass on the wall saying, why are these fucking geezers talking about me?
Definitely doesn't listen to our podcast.
No, yeah. He's not a core demographic, but never know.
He's one of the guys.
In an alternative universe.
You never know. I can't get through to Madiba.
Well, fuck with
Reverse Cowboy. Fairground Nightmares. So there's somewhere in America where these passengers on a roller coaster been like held upside down with them all hanging out for like 7.5 hours.
Oh.
That's not good, is it?
Oh, my God.
This seems to happen more than it should, right? Fairground Nightmares.
Like,
have you ever witnessed one?
I haven't, but I always have that feeling, that kind of Final Destination
You're taking a risk when you go, even like Alton Towers or fucking, what's the one down here called?
Chessington.
Is that Chessington? The big one down here?
Chessington, yeah.
But you are taking a risk.
Well, they have the odd smash now and again, but you play silly games, win silly prizes. These are high octane energy, you know, without that danger, is it any fun?
It's true, but
maybe that's part of the pull.
And if your leg falls off, you do get like about massive, £1 million.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like buying a lottery ticket.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a win-win, really. You get a good adrenaline rush, or you're a millionaire.
There was a girl on the Nemesis, weren't there, a few years ago, and she was a model, and her legs got smashed off.
Now she's smashing it on OnlyFans.
She probably is.
Yeah.
So talking about fairground nightmares, the only time I've seen things crazy happening like that. I told you I used to get into Camelot theme park for free because King Arthur lived over the road from me.
Mm.
So going free. And once I was with my mate Gaz and we were like 10. You know the pirate ship?
Mm.
There's one of them, but it went all the way round upside down.
What?
Like, yeah, it was fucking mad, called Excalibur. And it went like up like that, like normal. But then it went whoosh right round. You're, you know, and you were strapped in, obviously, but it'd hang upside down.
Mm.
And my mate Gaz, you remember Panda Pops? 20p bottles. He had one of them for the day, like his orangeade for the day. And as we were upside down, it dropped out of his pocket. And he's like, fucking hell, my Panda Pop, fucking hell. Because he knew, he's like, got no drink for the day now. And like, we saw it like go into the bowels, into the cogs of the machine.
And you were worried that it was going to...
Well, he was like, fuck, you've pissed off. You know, we're about 10.
Mm.
Anyway, Excalibur comes back down. We get off, you know. Anyway, the next minute, I was like, where's Gaz? Turn around. The thing, ride's starting again. He's jumped down into the fucking bowels
trying
of the beast. Getting his Panda Pop. He's like 10. And the thing's going like, and he was ducking it. I go... Jenny, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Yeah, and then like the next minute, yeah, like emergency, stop the ride. You know, the 10-year-old underneath the fucking ride getting his Panda Pop. And then they drag him out, and then like where they control the ride from is like a glass box, you know, as a dude. And they dragged him up there. And I just remember seeing this like 10-year-old in the window, just, he was sobbing, like, bollocking him. And then they let him free. But yeah, he could have knocked his head off for 20p.
Yeah.
You know, shout out, guys.
Could have got crushed.
Reverse cowboy.
What about the island boys? You know them two?
Don't they fuck each other?
Well, yeah. Here's an example of like things have got too far. These people start off like Bevo. They start off as like figures of fun, and then they get to like these. So remember the island boys?
They know we'll have to run, so they have to fuck each other.
Yeah, they've ended up like snogging on fucking OnlyFans and just
They just must have looked at each other one day and go, we're going to have to suck each other off. And he's like, but you're my twin brother.
I think at that point, it's like anything for money. Like, they're obviously at that stage in their island life.
It's mad, isn't it?
Fucking nuts, man. Long live the freak show.
It's very interesting times. Mm. There was a father and son duo on OnlyFans who were...
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, they were from Salford. And they were like...
Fucking hell, what? Doing shit.
They were getting off with each other.
Oh, my God.
On OnlyFans. And they were both like, we're not gay, but we're doing it for
all the content.
They're just like noshing each other, father and son. And then... All of a sudden, the account supposedly kept recycling old content, and all the rumours online were like, the dad's dead.
Reverse cowboy.
Oh, my God. Did you see that photo I sent you of Dolly Parton?
Beautiful.
Most beautiful woman in the world ever.
She still is beautiful.
Well, the Dolly Parton you picture now, when we say Dolly Parton, is the one we all know now. Ridiculous, yeah? Dolly Parton, 1960. She was the best ever woman.
Do you know she wrote Jolene and I Will Always Love You on the same day?
Oh,
what a genius.
She was on fire.
Right, that was a good day.
Yeah.
You know, that's literally made her life.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, shout out.
And she was beautiful.
Shout out
to her. So her next door neighbour was mowing the lawn while she was in her little hammock writing these songs. Oh. What an angelic moment for you, young man.
I mean, you're just imagining there was a man there mowing the lawn. But you know, she's like, in Jolene, she's like, to the woman in the bank, she's like, don't steal my man. No one can steal your man. You're Dolly Parton.
Oh,
you're the most talented, beautiful, big-titted woman in the world.
You'd have to be a fucking... Only Mark Wright. Maybe Mark Wright. If Mark Wright was with 1960 Dolly Parton, he's probably one of the only men on earth who could be stolen. Do you know what I mean?
Nearby, though.
You've got to be... Well, I don't know. But you've got to be a serious player to be throwing away 1960 Dolly Parton.
I just want to say, Dolly, if you're listening, which you are, that I would never be stolen from you. Jolene could get fucked.
Mm.
Yeah. But great tune, and I Will Always Love You is a beautiful song as well. And she wrote both of them in the day.
What, that one?
She wrote
really?
Whitney
one.
Same day.
She wrote it?
She did the first version. She wrote it, yeah. Mm. Whitney covered it.
Wow.
Same day.
Mm.
Oh, banged out Jolene. That's a good one. Tell you what about this?
Well, I'm not a lover of Jolene. It's a bit like Bongo's Bingo for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever read it when it's slowed down? It's
I like the sound of that.
It's really cool. Someone slowed it down, put it on like 78 instead of 33 on the record player.
We need to write an
intro. I told you, Noel Gallagher said my song was good this week.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
It was. Basically, I listened to a podcast that he's on regularly. And one week he was like, everyone who listens to this, he's like, fucking sending you songs. I'll rate them, yeah?
Yeah.
And me, because I'm a little nit who wanted. I'm like, no. Do you like my song?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
and
I panicked
and sent my song in.
Yeah.
I'll play you what he said if you want.
Yeah.
I've got it. But
that's
good. He said some funny things as well. But he did say that he's going to nick my song for his next album and rip me off.
Well, you've got that, you know. He shouldn't have said that, should he?
Oh, yeah, well.
This is it.
Roll audio.
Here we go.
Cut the Rope by Neverlander.
Here we go. Suicide set to music. I like it.
It's easy to get caught up in a dream, only to find out how it feels to be haunted alive. Once upon a moment it was real, and though you thought you
made
a deal, it lit the funeral fire.
Love that piano sound.
He loves my piano sound.
And the vocal sound.
And my vocal sounds. Thank you, Noel.
Did you write this about me?
No, but you can say I did if you want. Oh no, tell me I'm good.
He likes the strings.
Yeah. So he likes my strings.
Right, pretty good. Yeah, you like that? Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Piano, he sound reminds me of
like
a song.
Very Bowie-esque, those chords.
Yeah.
Wait, Noel.
You should keep an eye out for my next album. That's the kind of thing you'll hear all over it next time.
Yeah?
Suicidal Piano.
I'll probably rip in that song off, yes.
Well, you ripped me off, Noel, and I'll see you in court. Thank you very much, Mr. Gallagher.
Well.
Yeah, it's good, that, isn't it?
Yeah, well done.
I was quite happy.
What made you pick that song?
I'm most proud of, even though it's the most miserable one, yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's quite a dark song, but yeah, it's one of my, yeah, I did a good one there. I didn't know if he'd like it. I thought he might go, fucking shit, aren't we? But I put it on because I was like, Mr. Gallagher, tell me I'm good. Tell me I can be your boyfriend.
I'm fucking jealous. He's never said anything I've done's good.
But he's never seen a Nev drop.
Yeah, I know.
Reverse Cowboy.
So someone bought an iPhone in 2007, left it in the box, never turned it on, right? It's just sold at auction for 63 grand.
Why?
Because someone wants like an unused one of them. So you think like, I've been thinking this for a while. There must be things now that are cheap that we're like looking at every day. Like say if you bought like a car now. Like
no, if you'd have kept all your, if you'd, every time you'd bought a pair of trainers in your life, if you'd have bought two pairs.
And just kept one in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Mental.
Fucking hell. Can you imagine?
Honestly.
Same with anything. Football shirts.
Like a car. So like, say if you could afford to buy a spare car. But you just kept one in a garage, pristine.
No, you're right,
for 30 years.
Yeah,
it's going to be worth a fortune.
Yeah, I suppose anything. Not anything.
No, but that's it. There must be things now that are pretty cheap. Like, reasonably priced iPhone. You know, 500 quid or whatever. Like, yeah, it's a lot of money. But it's going to be worth 63 grand in 10 years.
Yeah, what is it? We need to figure out what this item is.
Do you know in Wild West times, the frontiersmen, all those guys who were out there, like, you know, panning for gold and building towns and all that wank, there were so few women out there, right? They were so horny.
Why?
Because I guess it was an uninhabitable place to live or hard work or whatever.
Oh, right, yeah.
Eventually they set up brothels, you know what I mean? So they're like, you know, but at first there was no women. And there was one town that was set up where all these lads went, and they were all so horny that one of them had a pair of girls' knickers.
Mm.
They queued up for a few hours to see them. They all got like a few minutes with the
on their own with their knickers.
There's a big pair of knickers, whatever, in a tent, and you queue up. You can have 3 minutes to Bash went out looking at the knickers.
Just a pair of knickers on
that
the table.
It. That's all they needed. Because wow. There was no women. They were so horny.
Oh, they were horny. Fuckers. That is super horny. That's like Christian Horner levels of... That's F1 levels of horniness.
Yeah, I think I would just start drawing like my own birds. Like draw a new girl, you know.
Whatever happened to the imagination, Wank?
Exactly.
Well, forgotten art of the 90s.
We lost it, didn't we, over the internet? I had one a bit ago, though, actually.
What, an imagination? Yeah, because... An IW?
My phone weren't working.
Okay.
So I couldn't look at any bit anything. Right. And I was like, right, I'm just going to have to go back old school, close my eyes and had a good think.
Fair
and
enough,
it was great.
Yeah, good for you, mate.
Those were the good days, actually.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
Better wanks.
Wild imagination.
AI is going to revolutionize
God,
that.
Do you ever shut up about bloody AI?
AI, you Kev got, Bishop, Tom Skinner, and Jack in the Bad's talk now.
And Luke.
And Noel Gallagher likes me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good pod today, I think.
Yeah, it's been very good. Thank you
productive,
very much for your...
Not drinking. Mm. It's probably better when I don't drink. Lesson learned, guys.
You're all right with one or two, but that's it.
Yeah.
Reverse cowboy.
Have you heard about this little monkey thing called the AI?
No. How little?
He's like about this big, right? Which is about...
My average.
Foot and a half for anyone listening on audio. Mm. Right? And he's got a big long finger, right? He lives in Madagascar, right? And he's got... Massive eyes.
Mm. I can picture him.
Right. And his big ears. He looks mad.
Show us him.
But.
Oh, no, don't worry. Yeah. Go on. I can picture him.
It's fine. I can.
It's like one of those ones that look really. They basically get paraded around Bangkok for photos.
Not. Well, I hope this one doesn't because this is. He's got really long fingers and he's got scary eyes.
Good for pointing in photos.
Yeah.
Like the boxing photos.
But in Madagascar, the folklore, but it's also, I think, true. If you see one in the woods and he points at you, you die.
Oh, yeah, he's basically the one I was imagining. He's horrible.
Like, yeah, he's like, he doesn't really, he's like almost like part
Tasmanian
skunk,
devil,
part monkey.
That's fucking horrid, mate. Imagine that coming towards you.
But they've got long fingers and they point at you. So loads of people go, oh shit, he's pointing at me, and then they have a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Right? So I think we should just burn them all.
Yeah, I mean, do they contribute much to the ecosystem?
As a vegan,
not.
I think.
Munch
burn
a few
them.
Leaves. Yeah. Oh, really? Well, you might as well eat them then.
I don't want to eat one.
Reverse cowboy.
Scientists.
What about these cannibals in Haiti? Haiti.
Really?
What it's called.
What have they done? Have you eaten?
Where's Haiti? Is it Haiti?
Yeah.
I never quite know how to say it. Haiti is like Caribbean kind of. But yeah, it's all revolt and civil war and gangs running the country and
that's cool.
Yeah.
Not for people who live there. But you know. Yeah. It's cool for us. It's cool. But are they like
that's cool.
Are they eating each other?
Yeah, it's a cannibal gang. Well, that's what we're you never know what to believe anymore, do you? But yeah, we're told he's a cannibal gang.
I mean, is there any need to eat each other anymore?
The leader's called Barbecue. No, honestly, yeah, Google it.
I bet there's a McDonald's there, though.
No, it's long gone. It's just mad out there. They're like evacuating embassies and that. Well, whack the news on, man.
I can't watch it. It upsets me too much.
Yeah, so I don't really... I mean, I can't imagine that.
I get my news off you.
Yeah, well, there you go. Good.
If you are mentally ill like us and would like more of this shite... then please sign up to our Patreon.
So, Fern Britton.
Yeah, the lovely woman.
Is she in the jungle? I think she is.
She's in Big Brother.
Big Brother?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Nice lady.
Philip Schofield is shitting himself because she knows his secrets. But she's kept stum. Right? She's been like, I'm going to stay silent with all the Philip and the runner thing.
Yeah.
She's not said a word, but they had a public fallout. She hates him, his guts, and she knows his darkest secrets. And supposedly, insider knowledge, he's shitting it that she's going to go, well, Phil did this loads of times.
Well, she's
going to say where the bodies are.
She might be gone, mate, by the time the general public get this, because she's up for nums.
Well, that's sad. I'm sorry to hear it, Fern.
Sad that I fucking watched it last night, and watched it every night. So yeah. I'm an expert on Big Brother. Yeah,
isn't
and she
one
did...
of them like Middleton's mum or dad or something?
He's gone.
Is he?
He's gone. Fern's damaged, man. I think she split up with her husband or whatever, and she's fucking on the verge of tears.
Oh, poor Fern.
Yeah, yeah. She did a weird thing last night where she started pretending she was having fun. I can't wait to go home. He's like, please, man.
No wonder Philip's shitting himself
like
because she's like a loose cannon.
But then again, she could win it.
She's gonna fire shit off.
Let's hope so.
Reverse cowboy.
You know,
no
Sophie
karaoke this week from me.
Yeah, Jarhead. Right. I'll do it quickly then now.
She's become famous again.
She's got an head like a fucking bottle opener.
The other day, she went to the scene of that horrible fucking massacre in Paris, the Bataclan.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Where people got murdered. She went there to do a gig. Why is they booked her there? Like, there's plenty of other venues.
I get it.
She only got one song. She got one song, Murder on the Dance Floor.
I get it.
And she went on stage. She was like, this is in memory of everyone who was murdered on this dance floor.
Like, seriously? And they did that song. They're like, what the fuck?
Did she actually justify it?
I believe so. Which I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You know,
no, fair play.
Her agent, though, should have gone like, right, we're booking you for Paris. We'll check a different venue. Yeah. Can't do the one where the people were murdered on the dance floor, because that's your only song. That's the only song anyone knows.
Do you know what?
No,
though,
I'm going to go there. Sophie, that was wrong.
Mm.
Don't do that again.
Reverse cowboy.
Anyway, right, you're going to go and pick kids up. Can I sing a song in your shed on my own?
Yeah, sing a song in my shed.
Sing a song in your shed on my own, and then go home.
Let yourself out.
I will do. Is that all right?
Stay.
It's an absolute new low.
Thanks for listening. Well, I appreciate it, and I hope I was more tolerable this week.
You were wonderful.
Reverse cowboy.
God, this is pathetic. So, yeah, sat in my mate's shed. He's going to pick his kids up. I'm not going picking any kids up. I'm going to sing a song on my own. God, fucking hell. I thought I'd be in a different place in my life by this point, but, you know, here we go.
I am so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right with me. 'Cause you made me feel so brand new. And say that, baby, we've been together, we're loving you forever, is what I need. Let me be the one you come running to. Let's stay together, loving you whether times are good or bad, happy or sad.
Oh, God. Sorry, Al Green. That was not respectful of your legacy. Anyway, thanks a lot for whatever this is. You've been very supportive of our mental illness. Good night. God bless. You know, if God's your thing, it'd be cool if he was real, wouldn't it? Anyway, bye.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty, please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.